have a fair point saying, despite all your regular season success, it was frustrating to not win more than one Super Bowl in the time.
I don't have any answer for you on that or any comment on any of that.
Hey, what are your emotions like going into this? Good to see you again, by the way.
Dave, good to see you. It's hard to predict how I'll feel emotionally. Football is certainly an emotional game. But, you know, to predict, you know, how you're going to feel, I just don't know. All I know is this week, as far as Wednesday, today, what I'm doing to prepare. And that's all I can do. It had to be fair to 52 other guys that are counting on you, coaches that are counting on you to be prepared to play a good football team, a good defense, a team that, it may sound strange, it is unfamiliar. It's an unfamiliar opponent. A lot of guys that I've never played against, and certainly a new scheme. But how I'll feel walking into the stadium, I can't tell you that right now. I'd probably know after the game. I probably may not tell you that after the game either. But it's just too hard to predict.
You like the idea of doing a pregame ceremony? You like that idea or not?
I don't know what that really is going to be, I don't think that's going to change kind of the pregame preparation of what you have to do to get ready to play.
There's obviously still a very special part in your heart for the Indianapolis Colts right now. What's that like, just getting ready for an old team like this?
Well, it's no question it's unique. But as far as when you're in the meeting rooms and you're, watching film, I'm certainly familiar with some of the guys, but not many of them. There's a lot of guys on that team that could care less about my time there in Indianapolis, and a lot of guys on this team that could care less about my time somewhere else. But when you see a Robert Mathis or an Antoine Bethea, guys that you're close to, guys that you played in some huge games with, there is a bond there. But when you're getting ready to play them on film, it's a challenge. Somebody asked me earlier, well, is this, kind of like playing against Eli? And I said, I know Robert Mathis hits harder than Eli. I guarantee you that. So it's different from that standpoint. And, trying to keep the ball away from Bethea, and we're beat up in the offensive line, playing against, a premier pass rush team. So that's all I know to do is prepare from that standpoint. To say it's unique, that's absolutely a true statement.
In many ways, these guys have been waiting for a chance to get a lick on you.
Well, yeah. Freeney. When Freeney got hurt, he told me he was. I was disappointed about his injury, and so that's something. If I could avoid, I'd be in favor of it. But that would be it'd be a challenge. Like I said, we finished the game against Jacksonville with right guard playing tackle, and our starting left tackle's been out for the season, and so we're playing in one of the louder places to play, if not the loudest. Against a great pass rush team, we got a challenge from that standpoint.
What message do you have for the Colts fans?
Dave,
I know they want to hear something from you.
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't really feel like I have to take this Wednesday press conference platform to give a message to those fans, because the truth is I've never stopped communicating with them. I still get back to Indianapolis. I still communicate with a lot of fans that I see at Broncos games wearing Colts jerseys. Still get a lot of mail from folks in Indiana that I correspond with. A child maybe in the hospital. Still have obviously a very strong association with the Children's Hospital there, and have that fundraiser there every year for 1,000-something people. So, I really feel that I've never stopped, and I don't play there anymore. But I've always continued to communicate and enjoy those times when I see somebody from Indiana in a hotel or a 18 Colts jersey out here at practice. There's always a connection there. So I think to have to deliver a message means that I've, been gone, and I really don't think that I really have.
I know you're a fan of quarterbacks.
I would, if you need one catchphrase for your evening news tonight, I would just echo what I said back in March of 2012, I sure did enjoy being their quarterback for 14 years.
I know you're a fan of quarterbacks, all quarterbacks. What do you make of Andrew Luck so far?
There's not much that that I need to add that hasn't been said. He's a extremely talented player that played as a rookie, which is not easy, but it's he certainly used that year. Not only did he play well in his rookie year, but he's used it to his advantage to be even better this year. He's off to a hot start. Our defense is in, for a tough challenge. So You know, from an offensive standpoint, you're dealing with their defense, which is plenty. I think Minuski does a great job. They got different schemes. They got, you know, active linebackers and secondary, great pass rush. But you know you're going to have to try to find a way to score some points because their offense is capable of scoring a lot of points as well.
Peyton, you said one thing that's kind of changed in your years, especially now, is that you'll take time to reflect a little bit. You will enjoy things a little more. Do you think there'll be one of those moments when you kind of look around and at least let that soak in a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, possibly. It's just too hard to predict. You know, if all I had to do was to walk in here and wave and sign some autographs and kiss a few babies and smile, yeah, it'd be easy. But I got to figure out how to stay away from Mathis and, you know, complete some passes on Davis and, you know, Toler and Butler, who are, I think, really, really good cover corners. So, so from that standpoint, I think you got to, you know, football is an emotional game. There's no question about it. And I can't tell you what emotions – you know, I'll feel and, you know, sitting here on Wednesday, but, you know, but all I know to do is to get as prepared as I possibly can, because I owe that to a lot of guys that are counting on me.
Peyton, was you disappointed as you were in March of 2012 when you got let go there? Are you glad it happened now, given how it turned out for you?
Well, I've worked hard in this new chapter of my football career. I put a lot of time in, and it has been extremely difficult. And I put a lot of time in, as I've said over and over again. I've had a lot of people help me in this second chapter that I'll never cease to be grateful for that help. And so I put a lot of time into it. I've learned that in life you need to be at peace with other people's decisions that affect you that you have no control over. And I think that's been good advice that I've had over the years, and it has certainly served me well in this particular scenario. So, but like I said, I put a lot of time in. I've enjoyed, as I've said, you know, getting back on the playing field. Last year was a gratifying feeling to get back and play. You miss not being in the huddle. And, you know, and this year there has been enough change, you know, with a new offensive coordinator and a new slot receiver and a different tight end to keep you kind of energized and on your toes with all the different changes. And so I'm certainly enjoying playing football again. And, you know, when you're out of a job, you know, you got to go find another job. And Denver offered me one, and I took it, and they sure have helped me in my new job.
How glad are you, Peyton, that real franchise now has picked up, it's back, it's successful, despite what you went through, obviously, last spring?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Are you happy to see the Colts franchise pick up and still be successful? They're winning games, they're going to playoffs again. I mean, are you glad to see some of that? Or
well, I mean, you know, I guess my focus is on the Broncos trying to be successful and right. Trying to do my job to help them. So,
but it's amazing, though, that this team has picked up despite all the difficulties it went through last spring. And here they are; they're still one of the elite teams in the AFC.
I agree. So, does that help your story? If I concur,
does it help your story?
Yeah. I don't really have one. Yeah,
hey,
so.
Is there at all a sense of maybe satisfaction going back there, and you guys are undefeated, and you guys are playing so well?
Well, I don't know about all the so well. We still have things we need to correct, and I think we're playing an excellent defense. I can't, you know, speak as much to their offense. You know, Champ and those guys could, but we have things that we're trying to correct every week, and we're playing a tough team on the road, maybe possibly undermanned. And so that's all I know, kind of this current scenario and what's happened, you know, in the past games we've played. I'm not sure how much significance that carries. It's about, you know, getting a good week of practice this week and, you know, hopefully taking that to the playing field.
A few more for Peyton, guys.
22 TD passes so far. You playing your best ever right now? It appears so.
Yeah, I can't. I just don't compare to other years.
Yeah, how you feel?
The only thing I compare – well, I mean, the only thing I compare to probably is maybe somewhat of last year, because that's more of my – current baseline. But you know, people make comparisons to other receivers and other years and other teams, and it's just too hard when you're in a different place and a different organization with a different culture. So I feel better than last year. I still have some, you know, things that are different, you know, post injury. But I made some improvements from last year. I put a lot of time in. I think anytime you're in the second year of a new chapter, you have more familiarity with the culture. Decker and Thomas are two receivers, but like I've said over and over again to you and the folks from Indianapolis, that it takes years to develop timing with receivers, really good timing. And, you know, Welker and I are trying to figure it out on the run. Thomas and I are trying to figure it out on the run. I'd love to have some, more time to work with those guys. But, you know, Jeff Saturday took care of that for us in the union negotiations. You know, he gave us very little time for the quarterbacks and receivers. And so it's a challenge, you know, that you don't have as much time as you used to in the off season to work with those receivers. And so we're still figuring that out. So, we've done some things well early, but I still think there's a lot. We're far from being a well-oiled machine by any means. We're still working out a number of kinks, in my opinion.
There's talk of bringing back Marvin, Edgerin. Obviously, Jeff's going to be there pregame. Good to see those guys again. What will it be like?
Well, hey, I love seeing those guys. I still communicate with those guys, always have. I saw, you know, Bob Sanders at a training camp practice. Saw Austin Colley out in San Francisco, Curtis Painter in New York, Dallas, Stokely, you know, in Baltimore. There's always a bond with your old teammates, Dave, and the guys that are still playing and the guys that that aren't playing. So, hey, I think I'm a number of times on the record saying that, you know, how I feel about Marvin Harrison, Edgerin James, and Jeff Saturday. I think the world of those guys, and will always have a bond and be indebted to them for the help they've given me. And I will, like I said earlier, I've never been to Canton, but I would like to maybe miss a couple of days of practice next training camp to be able to attend Marvin Harrison's ceremony and Edgerin's someday too as well. So if I get a chance to see those guys, it'd be awesome because you miss those guys. You know, you don't get to see them that much anymore. But I still keep in touch with them.
Last question, guys.
I don't know what legacy means in a when you're a current player. I really never have known how to answer that. I don't know.
How you'll always be remembered. Will it always be a cult? How does that change if you want it to change?
Yeah, I guess you'd have to probably poll, you know, a lot of people. I don't know how I can answer that. So, it's hard to answer right in the middle of I'm no question I'm down the home stretch of my football career. But, you know, in the mid-season of your 16th year, you know, when – you're playing a really good team, I think, on the road. It's hard to get too reflective on, you know, a question like that.
Okay, thanks, guys. That's it. T-Mac, that's it.